Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, all these women and more say that a guy has to be 6 feet tall, have a 6 pack and make 6 figures. They all want the same handful of male unicorns out there, and those guys have options, and don't want to settle down or commit to just one woman. Well then I'm in luck, because I'm 6'2", have a 6-pack of beers, and 6 Space Marine figures. I'll just sit back and wait for those ladies to arrive. Even 350-pound women expect a top-tier man these days. Moving on, this is the quality of women in the Tea app giving men terrible reviews. If you're desperate enough to go out with one of these, then you deserve to have your dating life ruined. They tell other women to steer clear of you on the app, and that you're a creep. I suspect that the Tea app was really created so that unattractive women could ruin the dating prospects of men, as well as more attractive women. Because after all, misery loves company, and they don't get more miserable than this. Number 3, this feminist lesbian couple sues a sperm donor to pay child support. Looks to me like women always want a bailout. Stories like this are probably one of the reasons that sperm banks are running low on supply. Because men aren't willing to take the risk of women that use their sperm finding them and asking for money. Meanwhile, these two women are also poisoning the child's mind to hate their sperm donor father. I take the child away and imprison both of them. Up next, here comes the end of online anonymity on the internet. The EU gives platforms 12 months to deploy strict age verification so that kids can't access porn. This isn't about protecting children. It's about governments collecting user data. When I was a teen, I would go to extremely creative and difficult lengths to access porn. Now everyone will start using piracy and torrent sites again to access porn and other content instead of paying for it and giving up their ID. All except the boomers, of course. Most of them are too dumb to figure out other means. Number 5, doing verification for porn is all part of the UK's new Online Safety Act. And a lot of people are going to go away for a long time because of some evil tweets they make. There's even talk that the government is looking into banning VPNs. Except, of course, for British politicians, because they still want to use them. Here's an actual picture of the UK government copying the playbook from Mr. Mustache's 1930s playbook. Moving on, someone says they're not dangerous if you raise them right. Someone says that he disagrees and says that blonde woman with Chucky tattoos is dangerous no matter how you raise her. But what I really want to know is, are these two smashing? Is she letting that pooch into her cooch? I think so, because we all know that dog pill is undeniable. Someone needs to call the Humane Society, because I think this is what a sexually abused dog looks like. Number 7, someone says that it was a good time renting movies from the video store back in the day. Not if it was in the middle of the winter, or when you'd go in to see the new releases and they were gone and you had to settle for an Ernest movie, which you also enjoyed, of course. The same thing with movie theaters. You'd have to rush to the box office right after school or work to get tickets and wait 2 hours in line to get a decent seat. No thank you. Up next, here's how to keep your man starter pack. Cooking, cleaning, BJs, and sex. But this is missing the most important one, which is respect as well. For a man, a woman respecting us is the equivalent of being loved for women. Also, how about peace and quiet? Quiet is golden, and there are women I would have left years earlier but stayed with them because they knew how to stop talking. This image is just mostly women being hoes. Couldn't they depict chastity instead? Number 9, Abigail and Brittany Hensel are now married, and you just know their husband is playing with fire and he's eventually going to have to deal with paying alimony times two. She's also probably one of the only non-binary people in the entire world because her pronouns are actually they-them. Also imagine the torture this man is going to have to endure in his life. Once one wife stops nagging him, then the other one will start up. Maybe two-handed BJs will make up for it though. Moving on, first is the UK going crazy forcing people to give up their ID to use the internet. And now Australia is about to do the same. This is coming soon to a country near you. I'll stop using sites that require me to submit my information. And if that doesn't work, then I'll stop using the internet entirely. I remember a time when the internet was a safe way to escape reality. Today, reality is the escape from the control of the internet. Number 11, when people think of sluts, they usually imagine women like those on top. But in reality, they're the nurses on the bottom. But am I the only one that thinks that the top picture is just a picture of the women on the bottom while they're on their day off? And if you don't believe this, then remember that a study found that female nurses cheat more than any other profession. Infidelity among doctors and nurses is sky high. Up next is the difference between lesbians in anime versus lesbians in real life. I just can't believe how accurate Bebop and Rocksteady are, even after all these years. I find that the masculine lesbians are usually anti-man, but for some reason they still want to look like one. I once knew a lesbian cop that went undercover as a homeless woman, and she really did look like she had no fixed address. She was a very Rosie O'Donnell-looking type. Number 13 women always find great things to photograph, and then put themselves in front of those things in sexual poses while simultaneously saying, "Please don't objectify me." This one is clearly doing a great job objectifying herself. Also, by the looks of her, she's dangerously slippery while wet. And you just know she's going to post on Instagram that some creep was staring at her while she was hiking on that bridge. How dare he? But simply by looking at her, I thought to myself that I love suspension bridges. Moving on, this obese woman paid for 2 seats on an airplane and she refused to give one up to a toddler. Usually we hear about fatties getting a free seat and how unfair it is to everybody else. This one paid for 2, so I don't care if some toddler has to sit in his mother's lap the entire flight. I think that everyone agrees that this large lass deserves to do whatever she wants with her second seat. Next time, if the mother wants a seat for her kid, let her pay for it. Number 15, here's an article claiming that Indians have some of the smallest brains in the world. And this information is coming from Indians themselves from India Today. Originally, they thought that the average Indian's IQ was 82.2. But after this study, they found it was closer to 76.24. Some Indians, mostly the ones we used to import to the West, were very smart. But the majority are dumb. That's probably one of the reasons why they created the caste system. To make sure that the competent genetic dynasties could actually run things somewhat efficiently. Up next, I always suspected that Leonardo DiCaprio was going his own way. And here's what I believe to be a bit of proof. With him saying that if you have the power to eat alone at a restaurant or watch a movie alone, then you can do anything in your life. Most people are too self-conscious to do things by themselves. They need someone to share the experience with. Hopefully he doesn't get married because he's now dating a 27-year-old, and I have a bad feeling about this. Number 17, many women feel lonely and they don't want to choose a life of solitude. But when a man shows up that wants to touch them, an unattractive guy of course, they don't want him to touch them. And they will continue to wonder when the loneliness will ever end. Here's another version of this meme. Remember guys, don't be the one trying to give her flowers through the door when she's already been run through by hundreds of dudes. Moving on, here's yet another sperm donor. This one's from Craigslist that was forced to pay child support to a lesbian couple as well. But these same women will probably say they don't need no man. The lesson here is that you can't trust women's word to hold up their end of the bargain if you have children with them. Even like in this case, where you don't even have the right to see your own daughter. No visitations and weekends, and his daughter will probably be raised to also become a lesbian. Number 19, men made cars, ships, and planes. What did women make? How about noise? A lot of noise. But seriously, women invented the chocolate chip cookie and the dishwasher among other household appliance doohickeys. Women will also claim they make babies. While they do carry them, they don't exactly make them without men. To say they make babies without mentioning men's contribution is disrespectful towards men. Up next, the 28-year-old Croatian woman was gang-raped by 3 British men in a Croatian beach hotel. The 3 so-called Brits were not white and they face up to 10 years in prison. And you just know they'll get it because they don't mess around in the Balkans. One of the men even offered 30,000 euros as bail, but it wasn't accepted. Yet the media publishes this headline saying Brits to gaslight the public and make white men look bad. Multiculturalism will end in ethnic cleansing. Number 21, someone should sell a donut, an analogy shirt like this one. Women always seem to think that their coochie has the same value with age and use. In fact, they see its value going up if they have a successful career or high social status. These 2 even did the meme in real life and it's real, because it's before artificial intelligence. And if they knew everyone would share it later on, they probably never would have taken this picture. Moving on, Indian Americans, especially those named Patel, own a huge portion of the U.S. motel market. About 40% of the industry to be exact. That's why getting a motel under $100 is usually a disaster, with the room not being completely clean. That's why I pay more for expensive ones. $120 or more is what I now pay for cleanliness. I can't wait until self-driving cars make most of these motels obsolete. Because you can sleep in your car while on the road trips while it takes you to your destination. Number 23, this Dubai porta potty girl was found in a coma and the men that paid for her scalped her hair off according to her mother. Maybe women will read this and think it's a bad idea to become a human toilet in Dubai. But I don't think they will. I think the pull of luxury purses and rich sheiks is just too great for them. It seems that women are willing to travel around the world to risk being gang-raped into a coma for a purse. Maybe sex traffickers are worried about their job security because of this. Up next, it's true that both of these women are chasing the same chance. And it's a problem because the fatso on the left will do whatever she can to sabotage the woman on the right, by telling her that she doesn't need a man and that she'll file false allegations against the Chad even though he never touched her. Because he never touched her, of course. As for chasing the one on the left, looks like she's too big to actually catch a snail or a tortoise. Number 25 and the last one, here we have Vanessa Kirby and it looks like she bonked herself. This seems to be the most popular thing to do these days for women. For female stars to try and look as unattractive as possible. Even good old Wednesday actress Jenna Ortega looks terrible and she shaved her eyebrows off. If you wonder what bonking means, it's quite simple. It means ruining your face with successive plastic surgery the way that these two Bogdanoff brothers did in the past. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.